Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, we do have so much to look forward to. Praise the Lord. And it is a wonderful thing to worship Him. These little glimpses we get into the presence of the Lord. And, you know, it is so true. If we can get shut in with the Lord, we forget about all those other little things in our life. And, you know, who knows what the Lord will do when we're in that place where His presence is. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Him in prayer as we begin here tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank You, Jesus, oh, for this wonderful privilege of being here, Lord. This wonderful privilege, oh, Lord, of coming before Thee, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we can never thank Thee enough, God, for what Thou hast done, Lord. Oh, God, for the knowledge that You've given us, Lord. And, oh, Lord, the ways that You've helped us, Lord. We could truly do nothing without You, Lord. Oh, God, we need Thy strength. We need Thy hope. We need Thy faith, Lord. I pray, oh God, that You would breathe upon us here tonight. I pray, oh God, that You touch our hearts, Lord. I pray, oh God, that, oh Lord, Your word would go forth in such a way, Lord, that we would be affected, Lord, by Thy living water, by Thy word, Lord Jesus. Oh God, for the hope that we have within us. Oh Lord, we thank You, Jesus. Oh, we need You, God. We ask that You would work here to meet the needs of Your people, Lord, that You talk to our hearts. Oh, Lord, that You would bind the brokenhearted and bring deliverance to them that are bound. Oh, Lord, set Your people free, Lord. Oh, God, from all the things of this earth, oh, Lord. Oh, God, set Your people free, Lord, that they might, oh, Lord, praise Thee and worship Thee, oh, Lord, in spirit and in truth. Oh, God, we need You here, Lord. Let the devil be bound. Oh, God, and I pray, oh, God, that Your word would come forth. Oh, Lord, that You would, oh, Lord, give me the unction that I need from Thee, Lord. Oh, God, give me the words. Oh, Lord Jesus, lead and guide. Oh, have Your way in this service, I ask. Oh, have Your way, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we give it to You, and we ask, oh, Lord, that You would work in Jesus' precious name by the power of the blood. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Praise You, Lord Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God You serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And, you know, it is so true that, you know, as we travel this road of life, and you know, we're all human. We all have this flesh. We all have ouchies, so to speak. We all have pain at times. We all have burdens, you know, and needs, and, you know, things that don't work out and things that trouble our souls. And God knows. Life is not perfect, but we have the Lord, and I believe He uses these things so that we will learn to come to Him and give Him our burdens, give Him our heart, and turn things over to Him and let Him have His way in our life. You know, it's quite an amazing thing. You know, it's so true. Things don't go often, even very, very, you know, perfect. You know, it just might seem like you might have a day or two that goes quite smoothly, or maybe even a half a day sometimes. But, you know, then all these little agitations and all these little goofy things, oh my, you know, you burn yourself on the burner, or, you know, you fall and you, you know, cut your toe or something. And, you know, that's just life. But God is with us. And praise the Lord, you know, no matter what, we can look back and see how He has helped us. And so often I've thought, you know, when I was going through some hard things and perhaps after I was through such issues that, you know, Lord, it could have been 1,000 times worse. And the marvel of it is, yes, the Lord uses such things to get our attention and to help us, oh yes, to straighten out little things in our life that really need a little help here, those rough edges that need to go, you know, that smoothing out that needs to be done. God knows how to do it. And praise the Lord, we can give it all over to Him. And, you know, by faith, He's going to help us. He is helping us. He knows how to meet our needs. He knows how to heal our bodies. He knows how to strengthen us. He knows how to give us hope. You know, there's nothing too hard for our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We can cast all our care upon Him, for He careth for us. Amen. Praise our God. We're going to go into the book of Isaiah here for a little bit here tonight as we began. And you know, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do earlier this morning. But, oh, it just really struck me. This scripture has been on my heart for a long time. And it just seemed like, okay, Lord, this is the night for it. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 45. And we're going to read verse 22. Isaiah 45, verse 22. Praise the Lord. It says, "Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's our answers right there. He's telling us, in this one little verse, the answer to our situations in life, the answers to our problems. Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. And praise the Lord, I like that. All the ends of the earth too. Praise the Lord, because that's not just regarding, you know, one particular type of people. But oh yes, that goes out, that reaches out to all peoples, of all tribes and kindreds, nationalities. Oh yes, praise the Lord, all ye ends of the earth. For He says, I am God, and there is none else. Praise the Lord. Oh, to know the great I Am, to know the Creator, to know the God of gods. And yes, He declares, I am God, and there is none else. Oh, there is no other entity to look to. Oh, for salvation. Oh, yes. God has the answers. God knows how to save. God knows how to heal. He knows how to restore. Praise the Lord. There is nothing too hard for our God. Amen. Let's turn a few pages to the 51st chapter of Isaiah. If you would with me here. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 51, and we're going to start with verse 1 here. Here Isaiah is writing as he's inspired by the Lord, by the Holy Ghost. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. Ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Oh, praise the Lord. We were all back there. Oh, we were all in bondage. We were all in our sins at one time. It was like unto a pit. Oh, my, a bottomless pit, you could say. And you know how we needed the Lord, how we needed to get out of that pit, that desperate place that we were before we didn't know the living God. But praise the Lord, He has made it possible for us to hearken. Oh, to seek Him, to follow Him, and to look unto that rock which ye are hewn. Oh, praise the Lord. He takes us out of the miry clay, and He sets our feet upon the rock, as the psalmist wrote in chapter 40, I believe. And you know, praise the Lord, He knows how to help us. He takes us from that rock, and He begins to hew away at us. So that, oh yes, all our imperfections and all our rough edges and all our bondages and all our sin can be smitten away, taken away, erased, hewn away. Whatever you want to say here, praise the Lord. Chopped away. Praise the Lord. But that's our God. And then He says in verse 2, look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. And, you know, that is an incredible story. I know Samuel was back there just, you know, recently. And you know, just to think how God called one man, you know, and brought him out. Oh, yes, brought him out of the old country, brought him out of Ur of Chaldea, you know. And he wasn't, you know, with a whole group of people. He left behind family and loved ones, those that, you know, God had not called. But how the Lord blessed that man. Oh, yes. How the Lord blessed him. And yes, how it was that Sarah was able to bear a son in her old age, and Abraham in his very old age. And praise the Lord, how the Lord blessed them and increased them. And oh yes, from them came the Christ, the Messiah. Oh yes, praise the Lord, and the seed of the Lord Jesus, which is his children. Praise the Lord. And so in that case, we are children of Abraham. Praise God. But it says in verse 3, "For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody." Praise the Lord. And then verse 4 says, "Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people." And then he's declaring the things that are ahead. Yes, oh, praise the Lord. He was going to bring light into a world that was full of darkness. He was going to bring salvation to a people that knew not God in a personal way, that had not yet been found, did not yet know what it was truly like to be forgiven their sins and their trespasses. And he says in verse 5, "My righteousness is near. My salvation is gone forth, and mine arms shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust." Oh, praise the Lord God Almighty, calling out to a people. Oh, yes, from all parts of the earth. Praise the Lord, and oh, what a wonder it is how we found the living God, how he found us, how he called us, how he took us out of all the places that we were at and put us on the rock Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And on his arm we can trust. Praise the Lord. Verse 6 says, "Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished." Oh, praise the Lord, the things that we know here on this earth, including the heavens, are all going to vanish. Oh, this earth is waxing old like a garment. And oh, yes, we can see, you know, proof of that ourselves. But, you know, there are many scientists that are mighty worried at this point because they see the earth is wearing out. And oh, it's not thriving. And they don't know how it's going to sustain life. Oh, yes, but here it is in God's Word. He tells us clearly, praise the Lord. Thank God we know this. We don't have to worry like those other people whose hope is only in this world. And yeah, those heavens, you know, even if they would make it somehow to Mars, you know, honestly, that's going to, you know, go also. It's going to vanish like smoke. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord, they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But the Lord has given his people something that shall be forever. He has given his people his salvation, which shall be forever. And my righteousness shall not be abolished. says in verse 7, "Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law, fearing not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of the revelings." Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, the Lord puts His law in our hearts. When He fills us with the Holy Ghost, He puts that deep within so that we can know the precepts of the Lord, so we can hear His voice and follow after His ways. Praise the Lord. And you know, we don't have to fear. A lot of people live in fear. But God has not chosen that His people should live in fear. Oh, He tells us here, "Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of the revelings." Oh, yeah. There's often worrying. You know, what will people think if I do this, if I say that? You know, what is Martha going to think? Oh, what is Sally going to do? You know, those worries that people often have. But here we're told, don't worry about them. Fear ye not the reproach of men. Oh, they might scorn us. They might hate us. They might persecute us. But He says, neither be ye afraid of the revelings. Oh, the scorn, the disgrace that they might try to put on us. Because, it tells us in verse 8, "For the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. But my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation." Oh, praise the Lord. You know what that's telling us there? The salvation of the Lord was going to be continuous. It was going to be from one generation to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, until here we are, 2,000 years down the road. And God's salvation still stands. Oh, praise the Lord. His salvation is from generation to generation. His righteousness shall be forever. Praise our God. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just also look now at the next chapter here for just a wee bit here. Isaiah 52 here. And in this case, I'm going to start with verse 6. Praise the Lord. It says in verse 6, chapter 52, Isaiah, "Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am He that doth speak. Behold, it is I." Oh, what a wonder this must have been for Isaiah as he penned this. Oh, there was a day that was going to come forth when the people of the Lord were going to know His name. And they were going to know their God. We're going to know that indeed it was He that doth speak. Behold, it is I. Verse 7 says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth." Oh, praise the Lord. What a beautiful thing when the glad tidings reach us, when the glad tidings of the gospel reach a people. And, oh, yes, the lost can be told, oh, there is a Savior. There is one to whom you can turn. Oh, you can look to the Lamb of God and be saved. Oh, praise the Lord. You can look unto Him and you can live. Praise the Lord. And by the way, the name of this message is "Look unto me and be saved." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So how beautiful it is to hear the glad tidings, the good tidings, the glorious gospel as it comes forth to tell us Jesus saves. Oh, yes, we've heard that glorious sound. Oh, that echoes through the earth that Jesus saves, that we can come unto Him. We that are heavy, heavy laden, you know, and that He will give us rest. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful thing. We can come to God. And we can know that our God reigneth. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, in spite of the fact that it isn't a visible kingdom, but oh, it's a spiritual kingdom. But our God is reigning, praise the Lord. And we are His people and the sheep of His pastures. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 8, "Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. For they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion." Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord bringing diverse people together. Oh, yes, into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. It is something. Oh, it's joyful news to hear. Oh, yes, the Lord has come. Praise the Lord. And we can sing. We can worship. Oh, yes. We can see eye to eye. Yes, the Lord brings us together, puts us together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Oh, they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. Oh, yes, that weight of sin, that weight was heavy. It was a great bondage. Oh, yes, you can, imagine it as a, great big bag that you were carrying, a great big load that you were carrying on your back, perhaps. And you burned over, it was so heavy that you couldn't stand upright. And, perhaps you were dragging it. Oh, and it was miserable. It was heavy. It was oppressive. And you didn't know how to get rid of it. But praise the Lord. Oh, yes, God made a way that, oh, yes, we could be redeemed. Oh, yes, break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. In all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, what happened? Oh, praise the Lord. God Almighty, the creator of this universe, made bare his holy arm, so to speak. Yes, he came to earth as a man. He put on flesh. He was born of the seed of David. He was born to a virgin Mary. Oh, yes. That is making bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. Oh, yes, coming to seek and to save those that which were lost. And praise the Lord, again, yes, he came unto his own. But, it was beyond that. He was there to his own for that moment. But it was going to go way beyond that. Oh, he came to seek and save all those that were lost. It says, all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Oh, praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, the mighty God, mighty King of Kings, the mighty Lord of Lords. Oh, yes, the exalted one, the mighty one who has come to this earth to save us, to redeem us. Oh, yes. That wonderful one, oh yes, that came as a child, but oh yes, became the Savior of the world. And what a wonder it must have been. Oh yes, as we turn to Luke, the second chapter. Oh, just and marvel just for a moment and ponder just for a moment what it must have been like there when the Christ was born. Oh, yes, it was very remote as far as, his birth is concerned. There was no room for him in the inn. And, oh, yes, Mary and Joseph had to find a place, oh, yes, to rest. Mary gave birth to that child, her firstborn, the Lord Jesus, and praise the Lord, there was no room for them in the inn. So, yes, he was laid in a manger. Oh, yes, among the straw, I suppose, among cattle, it easily could be wrapped in swaddling clothes. Swaddling clothes are rags. That's how our Savior came to this world. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. No room for them in the inn. Not even a place that they could comfortably rest their bodies after the journey there to the city of Bethlehem. Oh my. But how it was that as this was accomplished, if she was delivered of a child, as Mary was delivered of her child, that they were in the same country, and the shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Not too far off there in the fields, there were these shepherds, watching their sheep by night. And oh, what a wonder it must have been. Oh my. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Praise the Lord. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Oh, what an announcement. Oh, what an announcement as those shepherds were there in the field. And oh, their night was interrupted by the angel of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful night. Praise the Lord. What glorious news. What glad tidings. Oh, praise the Lord. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Oh, what a testimony. What news to spread it. They couldn't keep a secret. No, they spread it abroad to everybody that they saw, it seems to me here. Oh, what they had witnessed there on that night. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, we know the child grew. Oh, yes. And yes, and there was that time when it was time for him to begin his mission here on earth. Oh, yes, because, yes, our God who came forth has the child Jesus, oh yes, he came with a mission. And that was that he was going to bring forth a way of salvation. Oh yes, that pronouncement that had been made those decades before. Oh yes, that declaration. Oh, that there would be one that would come forth. Oh yes. Oh yes, that would bring forth salvation. A salvation that would be forever. Oh yes. A salvation that would be from generation to generation. Oh, praise the Lord, the glorious news. And praise the Lord, it came forth that it was time for his ministry to begin. And we know, oh yes, how John had also been sent forth to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus. And my, that must have been something too when Jesus was coming to him to be baptized of John the Baptist in order to fulfill all righteousness, as it tells us in the Gospels. But we know that John declared as Jesus was coming forth, as he saw him that day, as it is recorded in John the first chapter, verse 29. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Praise the Lord, behold the Lamb of God. Oh yes. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. John, having come forth to prepare the way, to prepare hearts, to, yes, make way for the Lord Jesus. And it says, and John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I believe that was when Jesus was baptized. John had been told that, you know, the Christ, you know, you'll know him. The Spirit, you're going to notice the Spirit of God coming upon him as it were a dove and abiding upon him. And this will be a sign unto you. It says, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. This was a sign to John, and I believe it must have been when he baptized Jesus, and oh, the voice from heaven, oh, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Praise the Lord that John saw the Spirit of God ascending upon Jesus Christ, or actually descending. It was coming down and there abiding, aboding, resting upon that body, that flesh. Praise the Lord. And that was an indicator to John the Baptist. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And it tells us again in verse 35 and 36, again the next day after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. Oh, praise the Lord, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, John bear witness of him. But he, oh yes, who had been promised, was now in the world. Oh yes, to take care of that problem of sin. Oh yes, because we all had that bondage upon us. We had all sinned. We'd all come short of the glory of God. We were all sinners. We all needed salvation. And oh yes, we were without God, and we were without hope in this world. But Jesus Christ came. Oh yes, he came. Oh yes, that we might know him as our Lord and Savior. And as he ministered, as early here in his ministry, here in the third chapter of the book of John, Jesus said after, and I think quite possibly while he was talking to Nicodemus who came by night, he's explaining to him here, because Nicodemus had pondered the things that Jesus had already told him concerning the fact that he needed to be born again. And Nicodemus had asked, verse 9, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said to him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Praise the Lord, he was God, manifested in the flesh, and the Spirit of God was in heaven, even at that moment. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes, Jesus was the Almighty One, come to save us from our sins. Oh yes, which had been in heaven, now come down to earth. Oh yes, so God could bring forth his eternal plan. Oh, so he could bring forth his salvation. And he said in verse 14, And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And here he was telling, you know, that there was a moment that he must, as the Son of Man, be lifted up. And this term meant crucifixion in reality. And he's also comparing it to a moment there in the wilderness. the moment when Moses lifted up a serpent in the wilderness. And then let's just look at that for a moment there in Numbers chapter 21. If you'd like to go there with me, praise the Lord. Jesus is telling us here that, you know, he likewise is going to be lifted up, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. And this is an interesting story, too. What a story. Oh, my, what a story. The whole book of life is a wonder. But here in Numbers 21, we find that the children of Israel, as they were traveling through the wilderness, they had been going there as the Lord led. And we know that they had some opposition. It tells us as the chapter began that Arad, the Canaanite that dwelt in the south, heard that Israel came by the way of the spies, and he fought against Israel, and he took some of them prisoners. So, there's a little conflict here, and Israel vowed a vow, it tells us, unto the Lord, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And verse 3 here in Numbers 21 tells us, and the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities, and they called the name of the place Hormah. And so it was, you know, they found these people, or these people came by them and began to fight against them, even taking some of them prisoners. But when Israel called upon the Lord and vowed a vow, the Lord had mercy on them and delivered them from these people, and they utterly destroyed these Canaanites and their cities. So it tells us after this feat, and this was wonderful. You know, they were in trouble, they were in jeopardy, they called upon the Lord, and the Lord delivered them. Praise the Lord! Amen! What a wonderful thing. But here we go on as they are journeying in verse 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Okay, now I know there are times in lives where people are discouraged. I dare say we've all gone through times when we've been discouraged. But you know, it's how we handle it, isn't it? The Lord knows what's going on, and He allows certain things at times, to overtake us. And, you know, there are problems, there are trials, there are needs, there are issues, all kinds of things. And, life can be like that. You can get discouraged. You may feel like, you've been sick for a long, long time, and, you wonder if you're ever going to get well. All these things that come upon people. But, he's the mind of God. And although he allows trials and tests in our lives, he knows how to deliver us. And, he allows some of these things to see how we're going to do. How we're going to stand against this opposition, against these problems. And these children of Israel here, I'm afraid, didn't handle this discouragement very well. Tells us in verse 5, and the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. Oh my, this is how they handled their discouragement. Oh, they took it out on God. They took it out on Moses. They began to complain and they begin to mutter. Oh, they can say, this wilderness, there's no bread here. There's no water here. And we hate this light bread. We loathe it. Oh, I'll tell you what, that's going too far. That's going too far. God had given them that light bread. That light bread was the manna that he sent down from heaven to sustain them. Oh my. And here, oh my, this is their attitude. This is what's coming out of their mouths and in their spirits. Oh, we must never despise the good things of God. Oh, yes, we may not understand the fiery darts that are aimed at us at times, the trials that are, we're going through, as we journey through this wilderness of our life. We may not understand the whys at all. Maybe a complete puzzle. But, oh my, we don't want to blame God. We don't want to blame the leader of his people, Moses, in this situation. And we certainly don't want to disregard the good things that he has given us. Oh, we dare not do that. Oh my, Esau despised his birthright, as it tells us in the book of Hebrews. Oh, that birthright compares to the gift of the Holy Ghost that our Heavenly Father bestows upon us. Oh yes, when he fills us with his Spirit. Oh, we dare not despise what God has given us. Oh, the blessings. Oh, yes, we do not understand, but, we are told, we are admonished in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Oh, my, our God knows how to turn these things around, and something happens when our heart is thankful. In spite of adversity, trials, pain, hardships, deaths, all kinds of things that come our ways. Oh, my, we don't want to mutter against God. We don't want to disregard the good things of God. Oh, what a horrible thing to do. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Oh, yes, God could not bear that they had gone too far. And he sent forth these fiery serpents. These fiery serpents bit many of them. And yes, much of the people died. And oh, yes, it dawned on them. And what a merciful God we serve. Oh, what a merciful God we serve. It says, therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. Oh, my. Isn't this something? God had a reason. He is just in what he does. But here, the people repented of their complaining, of their bitterness, of their resentment. Oh, yes, of their loathing, all those things that were deep in their hearts. They repented and they asked Moses to pray for them. Oh, praise the Lord, and what a merciful God we serve. Oh, praise the Lord. None of us have a beautiful past. Oh, when we lived in our sins and trespasses, there's not, things to boast of and be proud of back then when we served the world. But praise the Lord, God has had such mercy. How he reached down, when we were in that pit, that miry clay, when we were in such trouble, when we were without God, when we were without hope in this world, the Lord reached down and had compassion on us, helped us to see that if we turned our hearts over to the Lord, oh yes, if we repented of our sins and cried out to God, that he would have mercy and forgive us our sins and our trespasses. Oh, praise the Lord, if we loathe the old ways and give them over to the Lord and all call upon him for his mercy. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. What a merciful God we serve. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, I do beseech you tonight, if you have not given your hearts to the Lord, oh, make haste to do so. We are running out of time. We never know when this life is going to end anyway. way. But oh, God's mercy is great, and He stands at the door knocking. Oh, yes, and He wants you to give your heart to Him. Oh, yes, to turn your life over to Him, to repent. Oh, yes, to admit that you are a sinner and that you need God, and oh, that you must have forgiveness. I beseech you to do so tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. Our God standeth at the door ready to forgive. Oh, yes, and to make a way. Praise the Lord. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. God made a door of salvation for those people. Oh, yes, you know that those fiery serpents were there, and they were biting people, and they were dying. But God made a way out. He made a door of escape. Oh, yes, He had Moses put up a brazen serpent and put it upon a pole. And it tells us, and Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Lord. He made a way for them. Oh, yes, when they repented, when they, you know, sought the Lord, and you know, were sorry for their horrendous attitudes. God made a way out. Oh, that serpent of brass there in the wilderness that He put on a pole, that, you know, if anyone was bitten, they could behold the serpent of brass and they would live. Oh, praise the Lord. That's our gracious God. And as it tells us in John, the 3rd chapter, verse 14, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And, you know, that word is believeth. It's not just, you know, one believe and it's, you know, that's it. No, it's a continue to believe. Believeth means that you believe and you continue to believe. Praise the Lord. Oh, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. It's a continuous way of living for the Lord, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Oh, the world was already condemned. It was, oh yes, oh, we were all sinners and in great desperate need of salvation. But praise the Lord, the reason Jesus Christ came into the world, it was not to condemn it. Oh no. But it was that rather He was bringing hope. Oh yes, so that you could look on Him. You could look unto Him and be saved. You can look unto Him and live. Praise the Lord. He was going to be lifted up as that serpent was lifted in the wilderness. Oh, praise the Lord. God was making a way that you and I could come to Him and be saved. And as Jesus said there, oh yes, before He was crucified. Oh, in John, the 12th chapter. Oh yes, as He was speaking there, there was a voice that spoke from heaven. As He was there among the people. And yes, He knew what was to come upon Him. He knew the death He was going to have to die. He knew the cause of it. He said in verse 27 here in John 12, Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. He came into this world, God, robed in flesh, God Almighty, as the Son of God, came to this world for this hour that he is speaking of here, this hour when he would be lifted up. Oh, yes. And he said here, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Oh, the Spirit of the living God, yes, giving witness to the works of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the flesh of the living God. It tells us in verse 29, the people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Oh, you know, I have a feeling it was really perfectly clear. But, you know, these people, it must have been a variety of people here that heard this. And, you know, all we could say, I mean, it was too much for them. You know, it thundered. That's thunder. And, you know, or some said an angel spoke to him. But Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes, yeah, in spite of their reluctance. Oh, yes, that voice spoke, yes, because it was a witness of the authority and the power of Jesus Christ and the reason that he had come to this world. So Jesus answered and said in verse 30, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a deed. Oh, what a gift. Oh, yes, there, you know, what a wonder it is that, oh, yes, he would bear this so that we could be drawn unto him. Oh, yes, the Spirit of the living God would draw a people unto himself so that we could become the children of God. Oh, the seed of David. Oh, yes, which was the seed of Abraham. You know, God, people, his own chosen sons and daughters. Oh, what a wonderful thing our God wrought at such a moment. Oh, yes, you could just hear, oh, yes, how the prophet cried there so many decades before this, centuries before this, look unto me and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. And oh, yes, our Heavenly Father there, you know, they led him away. They led him away there to Golgotha. Oh, yes, they allowed that trial to take place, and nothing was fair or right about that trial. It was illegal. Everything about it was wrong, and he was innocent. There was no way he should have been condemned. But all of those people, in spite of the fact that Pilate knew he was innocent, in spite of the fact that Pilate did not want to give him over to crucifixion, the people cried, crucify him, crucify him. Oh, Jesus knew this is the hour. Oh, it was not easy for him to bear. Oh, to think that, you know, he was going to have to give his life on that cross. We know how it was in Gethsemane prior to the crucifixion, how as he prayed, he sweat great drops of blood. Oh, yes, as he realized the undertaking that was about to happen. Oh, yes, how he was going to be lifted up there on the cross of Calvary to give his life a ransom for many. And not only just to die a painful, excruciating death, but to take upon himself the sins of the whole world. my sins, your sins, all the sins of the world upon himself, that which he did not deserve, that which he had not done. Oh, he had lived in this world those 33 and a half years without sin. He had put himself under his own law and lived a perfect life. But yet, he was condemned. But it was for our sake. Oh yes, that we might have life, that we might have it more abundantly, that we might look unto the Lamb of God and therefore live. Oh, praise the Lord, that we might be forgiven our trespasses. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a gift the Lord has given us, that we can look unto Him and live. Oh, praise the Lord. And that's what he was doing there on the cross. Oh, as he was dying that death, crucified between those two thieves. Oh, what a wonder that story is. Oh, yes, because, oh, they were mocking him. They were, oh, yes, railing upon him in all different manners and different ways. But Jesus was bearing it for our sins and our trespasses, so that he would draw a people unto himself, so that we could come unto him and live. Praise the Lord, that we can know what eternal life is. Oh yes, though this life here on earth is short, oh yes, it can be full of, oh, all kinds of crazy things, all kinds of confusion, all kinds of problems, all kinds of pains, all kinds of trials. Oh yes, confusion, trouble, pain, yes, again, yeah, life is like that. But the Lord was going to give us something beyond this life. He was giving us a hope that is beyond this little short life that we live here on this earth. He was giving us hope of eternal life forever with the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. There, as Jesus was on the cross, we know that there were those two malefactors that were between him there. And one of them mocked, didn't he? There, as it tells us in Luke chapter 23, verse 39, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." Oh, somehow that man knew. Oh, yes, that Jesus Christ was greater than any other that ever walked this world. There was something in him. Somehow he was being drawn to the Savior. Oh, and he realized that, yes, he had done deeds that could justify his crucifixion. But, oh, that man, Christ Jesus, had done nothing at all to deserve such a death. And he said unto Jesus, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." Oh, our gracious Savior and our Lord, there as he was hanging on the cross. Oh, yes, there as he was in great pain. Oh, yes, even having difficulty, I'm sure, breathing. Oh, yes, because, oh, that dance of death there as one is being crucified is extremely hard. Oh, yes, to breathe, to move. You know, how could you even think? But Jesus said, "Verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." there on the cross, He forgave this man. Oh, praise the Lord, the graciousness of our Savior. And yes, oh yes, He still stands ready to forgive those that will come unto Him and acknowledge their sin and their guilt. Oh yes, and give it to the Lord. Our gracious Savior will forgive. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst, in which Jesus had cried with a loud voice. He said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. There it was. It was over. Oh, he had completed his course. Finished the transgressions. Praise the Lord. He had fulfilled the scripture that was written. And there it was. Oh, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. And praise the Lord. Oh, his spirit left him at that point. But praise the Lord, that spirit that was inside him, that ghost came back to dwell in his people. So, oh yes, that we could be filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, so that he could come into our lives. Oh yes, to change us. Oh yes, to move in us. Oh, to give us hope, to transform us. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. And oh, yes, as they bore witness of this event, the centurion was standing there. It tells us in verse 47 here in Luke 23. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, our Heavenly Father who had done nothing amiss, was so undeserving of that which had befallen him. But praise the Lord, there he was, making intercession for the transgressors. Oh yes, accomplishing that which had been written of him. Yes. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, he was justifying many by that which he was bearing there upon the cross. Bearing our sin, bearing our iniquities, giving us hope. Oh, praise the Lord. Making intercession for the transgressors. Oh, thank our wonderful God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We have so much to thank our God for. Oh, yes, as He gave His life a ransom there for many, we know that they came to find Him there, finding that He was dead already. But they didn't crush His legs as they normally did to accelerate death at that point. Because, yes, it was time to give them off the cross. You know, the day was breaking. It was going to soon be the Sabbath. Jesus was already dead. And oh yes, when they noticed that, they took a spear and they pierced his side. And from that side came out blood and water. Praise the Lord, that blood that He was shedding for us. Oh, yes, that blood that He gave for us. Oh, yes, that we might come to Him and be forgiven. Oh, that we might look unto Him and be saved, all ye ends of the earth. Oh, praise the Lord, that we might look to Jesus and live. Oh, praise the Lord, that blood that came forth. Oh, yes, as He was giving or had given His life for His people. Oh, what a gift we have been given. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we don't know the entirety of it, but you know, from some research that was done, I know a certain man named Ron Wyatt, who was doing excavating and discovered a lot of things that are relevant to Scripture, including the place of Noah's Ark and all of that. It seems that while he was investigating, that he came to a place outside the city of Jerusalem where, you know, it seemed like his hands just went up, and he began to search that place, and he found a way to explore it. And, you know, it appears that it was most likely Golgotha, the place of a skull where Jesus was crucified. And, you know, the thought is he was able to excavate under the earth and there, and, you know, it seems if this is indeed the true story, that he found inside, like a cavern, and there inside he found something that looked like the Ark of the Covenant. And upon that he found blood. And could it be that, you know, that blood that dripped from Jesus' side when they put that spear into his side, could it be that blood was allowed as the earth trembled, as it cracked, you know, all the things that went on when Jesus was crucified during that darkness, and how the earth was shaking and how there were cracks? Is it possible that blood fell upon the place where they had hid the Ark of the Covenant? It is possible. For what they discovered, that this blood was very unusual because it did not have the chromosomes that you normally would find within blood. It just had the chromosomes from his mother. And you know, to indicate that Jesus was very unusual, could it be that God allowed this miracle? I'm not sure. This is, you know, what I have heard. And is it possible? But all I know is that blood that came forth. Oh, yes, that Jesus gave up. That blood that came from his side was for you and for me as he was redeeming us. Oh, yes, as he was bringing forth his people. As, oh, yes, as it tells us in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Oh, yes, we know how it is, you know, as we walk this road of life, you know, there are times when, oh, yes, you know, oh, the discouragements and oh, the confusion of this world can be overwhelming, but here we are admonished. Let's lay aside every weight. Let's lay aside the sin which does so easily beset us, all the things that try to, you know, disturb us and, you know, conflict upon our soul and you know, bring forth negative thoughts and you know, emotions and all that sort of thing. Let's lay these things aside. Let's lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to make it. We just keep going. We just keep on believing in the Lord. If we just keep on holding on to faith, you know, and believing God and doing our best and standing up for the things that are right and doing His will, praise the Lord, we're going to make it. We can run this race with patience. Oh, yes, this race that is set before us. Oh, yes, because, oh, there's a goal. There's something that we're going to attain if we could just win this race, if we could just walk this road of life, if we could just get home. There's something that we're going to attain. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, eternal life. And yes, keeping our eyes on Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Looking unto Jesus. the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, he's the one that authored our faith. And he's the one that's going to finish it if we could just hold on, if we could just run this race with patience. And praise the Lord, we just, you know, want to keep our eyes on Jesus. Oh, we know that story there, you know, the 14th chapter there, you know, of Matthew, when, you know, Jesus came walking on the water. That night, you know, that he had sent his disciples away while he went away to pray. And, you know, I see the great example of our Lord, of the need to pray, to be in communion with the Lord. But you know how it was when he came unto them, when they were tossed and turned there in the waters, as there was heavy winds and all. And they saw Jesus come walking on the water. Praise the Lord. Afraid at first, thinking it was the Spirit. But Jesus calmed them and said, "Oh, be not afraid. It is I." Oh, yes. Peter wanted to walk out to him, didn't he? Praise the Lord. Jesus said, "Come, come, come." And Peter got out of that boat and he began to walk unto Jesus. And praise the Lord, he was walking on the water. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. Oh my, all at once he saw the boisterous wind and waves and you know, all of that. And you know, all at once fear attacked him. And he began to sink. Oh my, Jesus reached out and grabbed his hand, caught his hand. Oh, praise the Lord. Did he do that for you? Oh, were we all out there? Have we not all been out there in that place where we were sinking? Oh, yes, where we were in despair. Praise the Lord reached out to save us. Praise the Lord, our wonderful God. The need to keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Oh, yes, let's consider him. Let's look unto Jesus. That was a contradiction of sinners. He did not deserve that death on the cross. But praise the Lord, he did that because he was bringing forth salvation for his people. Oh, yes, so that we could look unto him and be saved. Praise the Lord. We can look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And praise the Lord, as long as we keep our eyes on him, oh, praise the Lord, we're going to make it through this world. Oh, yes, he's going to give us strength. He's going to give us faith. He's going to give us boldness when we need it. And, you know, oh, yes, he fills his people with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. There's nothing too hard for our God. Praise the Lord. Oh, let's consider him. Let's look unto Jesus as he, oh yeah, beseeches us to look unto him and be saved. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that joy that was set before him. That joy was that, oh, he was bringing forth his people. He was bringing forth children, sons and daughters, oh yes, that would be called and chosen and faithful and live for him. Praise the Lord. Oh, with his stripes we are healed. Oh, with the blood that he shed we are saved. Oh, praise the Lord. This is what he did to redeem us, to set us free. Oh yes, to give us hope, oh, beyond this world. Oh, praise the Lord. We can look unto Jesus and be saved. Oh, praise the Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, God. We worship you, Lord. We praise you. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for this which you have wrought, this salvation which you have given us. We thank you that we can look unto you, Lord, and live. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, wonderful God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Our God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knows how to take us through, to give us great strength and victory. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to open our hymnals to number 300 and sing Look to the Lamb of God, number 300. If you from sin are longing to be free, look to the Lamb of God. He to redeem you died on Calvary, look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God, for He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. When Satan tempts and doubts and fears assail, look to the Lamb of God. You in His strength shall over all prevail. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. Are you aweary? Does the way seem long? Look to the Lamb of God. His love will cheer your heart with song. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. Fear not when shadows on your pathway fall. Look to the Lamb of God. In your sorrow, Christ is all in all. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For
He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. Look to the Lamb of God. For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord Jesus.
You are dismissed unto prayer in Jesus' name. Thank you.